The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Well, let me just go with you on this one. So I had this mahavruta in yeshiva years ago, and he went out with the girl. I believe it was three times. And he called me up that afternoon, and he said, "Dumi, I got engaged." "No way. You went out with her three times?" "I'm used to the American system. You don't bat an eyelash before round eight or nine. I mean, it's unbelievable." "Okay. Did you meet the girl's parents yet?" "No." "Did she meet your parents?" "No. But I knew that Zell, this was it. And she knew that this was it. So why waste time? Tick tock, yalla." So he proposed, and she agreed, and that night was the engagement. Okay, I come to the house that night. I end up coming early, only because I thought it started later. And I come into the apartment, and there I watch as the doorbell rings, and the mother and father of the girl walk in. And then suddenly, the craziest thing happens. The mother of the girl looks at the mother of the boy, and they both give a yell, and they start screaming, and they start crying, and they're pointing at each other. And I said, "Oh boy, this is over. It didn't even start. And already we have the yelling and the pointings." But then they ran to each other and they hugged each other, and they both kept saying these words over and over. "I can't believe it's you. I can't believe it's you." And we're all looking at this. Till finally they explained. 3 weeks prior to this engagement, the mother of the Kala went to the Kever of the Ariza in Tzfat. And there she stood. And she came to pray for the Shidduch of her daughter. But she forgot to bring with her a Tehillim. So she turned to the woman next to her and said, "Do you have an extra tehillim?" And the woman next to her said, "I don't have an extra one, but here, I'll give you mine." And she gave her hers. And she started praying from this woman's tehillim. And she said it made such an impression on her that someone would give her their own tehillim when they were left with nothing. And she said she couldn't believe it. This woman that gave her the tehillim, it's the mother of the Chatan. Her daughter. And his son, her son, that night. And here the two of them are hugging each other and kissing each other and embracing each other and saying, "I can't believe it's you. You're the woman who gave me the tehillim. I was sitting there crying, praying to Hashem for my daughter to find the boy. And this woman was crying and praying to Hashem that her son will find the girl." And here they are 3 weeks later, together, not putting it all together until that moment, that beautiful moment. When Hashem reveals his plan, when Hashem shows, "Look, I put my intervention out of love for you. I brought together the couple in a way that only Hashem can. Not just on an exterior front, but the pnimiyu, the soul. And I found another soul that are going to complement and come together and be a perfect match. Each one in harmony, not eharmony. In harmony." I had to get that in there somewhere. Complimenting each other together. That's the beauty. That's Hashem's intervention.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.